Australia's largest ever military exercise is now underway across Queensland. Around 40,000 personnel from 19 nations will be involved in Talisman Sabre exercise, simulating war across air, land, sea, space and cyber domains. Director Damien Hill says we can expect to see military convoys travelling the Bruce Highway north through the Sunshine Coast.
Just be conscious those vehicles are quite large. We don't ask them to do any changes to their vehicle patterns, just to be just alert to the size of the vehicles, and we'd ask that they just be conscious of overtaking large convoys.
A warning, this next story is distressing. Police just north of the Sunshine Coast are investigating after a baby drowned at a popular rest stop and camping area at the weekend. The seven-month-old boy was pulled from a lake at Chatsworth on Saturday and taken to hospital, but he couldn't be saved. Caught today for a 44-year-old man charged over a Caloundra stabbing. It took place on Saturday near the transit centre on Cooma Terrace. The 67-year-old alleged victim was rushed to hospital in a serious but stable condition. And the Noosa Council is stepping up its efforts to reduce the amount of rubbish ending up in the Shire's landfill sites. In the coming weeks, all residents will get new bin stickers to help them sort recyclables from their rubbish. They also include details about the handy RecycleMate app and a QR code linking to the recycling chatbot on Council's website. Waste and Resource Recovery Manager Kyron Dodd says every little bit of recycling helps.
We are currently at 52 to 54% recycling. Recycling or diversion away from landfill. We hope to improve on that figure. Landfill has a finite life, and if we keep going on the same trajectory, we will have a landfill that potentially could be 60 metres high. It's currently 30.